Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show Paul Dudley. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, David. How are you?
I am doing marvelous, doing marvelous. Thank you for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and I really appreciate it. Paul, you are president of ID Sign Systems, IDS, correct?
That's correct.
Well, Paul, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read your bio so we can get behind the curtain a little bit, and then we're going to walk down your journey where you can share a lot more with us. How does that sound?
That sounds fine.
All right, excellent. So Paul Dudley, originally from the UK, in case you couldn't tell by his accent, with a
not
BA.
Not from Irondequoit.
What's that?
Not from Irondequoit.
Not from Irondequoit. You say that very well from a guy from England, though, but yes. He actually is originally from the UK. With a BA honors degree in three-dimensional design from Kingston University, London, Paul has over 30 years design experience, the last 15 being focused on the architectural sign design, developing products, and focusing on the design, production, and successful product implementation. Paul is the founder of ID Sign Systems, and over the last 5 years, he's built a strong, vibrant company with a strong sign design ethos, designing, developing, and implementing sign programs for many local and national organizations. Paul is an active member of the Society for Environmental Graphic Design, the Sign Design Society, UK, the International Sign Association, and the United States Sign Council. Paul personally has a long background in architectural sign systems, sign design, and has worked on wayfinding programs in Europe, the Middle East, and the USA. Paul, you are all about signs. A lot of use of the word sign in your bio.
There certainly is. Yes, for the last, I would say, 20 years, it's been my main focus.
You just, it reminded me of watching the movie Forrest Gump, and when there was Bubba Gump Shrimp, and he talked about all the different shrimp combinations, so you're like, instead of shrimp, you're like the sign guy. You've got all these different recipes for signs, right?
it's certainly a very broad church, and the experience I've had over that period has been quite a journey.
Well, Paul, so speaking of the journey, I have to say, I'm taking a little leeway here, but you seem like more like an artist by trade, an artist with a mix of architecture, maybe a splattering of engineering in you. I don't know. But how did this whole journey begin where you kind of became the sign guy?
Well, my original background was, as you mentioned, was a product designer, and I spent many years in England developing not sign systems, but furniture systems. So I actually started in a completely different field, and then my career has morphed through product design, through interior design. And when I had an interior design business in the UK for many years. And then I picked up a contract that involved me sort of changing direction completely, but traveling extensively. So I actually spent, I think it was a period of nearly 4 years as traveling all over the world, designing a number of different projects. I think I lived and worked in 5 countries. I lived in Paris, Portugal, Bermuda, Boston for a while. That actually was my first introduction to the States. And during that period, I actually became more and more interested in the area where graphics and architecture meet. And of course, that is signage. So it became quite important to me that worked. I saw lots of instances where it didn't work well. So it became fascinating because as a product designer, I was always very interested in the three-dimensional aspects of it, but also the how you engineer and design the messaging also became very interesting. And also I love type. So the three things suddenly started to fit really well, and that's what I really started to focus an interest in. And the more I got into it, I realized just how valuable it could be, because if you've ever been in a hospital and you can't find your way, you know how frustrating that is. I then spent a considerable amount of time and spent a lot of time working on some fairly major healthcare projects, both in Europe and the Middle East, developing signage programs. And then when my wife and I decided to move to the States, we came out and tried to find a really good sign company that actually turned out to be in Rochester, New York. They were called Total Identity Group. And then, unfortunately, the Total Identity Group got into some problems. And at that point, I decided I'd like to spread my wings and start my own company. So we started ID Sign Systems. And that was back in 2005. And we've been designing and building signs ever since, right here in Rochester.
Wow. So I was wondering how you got here to Rochester out of all the places in the world. I mean, obviously, you're very well traveled and you end up in our great city, not a huge metropolis, of course, for a worldly guy. But you ended up in Rochester because of another company that you got involved with. And then you ended up just starting your own.
That's it. I try and tell everybody when I'm invited. I often get invited to talk at events and I'm in areas where I'm meeting people on a business front. And I often get, why did a Brit end up in Rochester? And I always tell them, I actually chose Rochester. I think Rochester is an absolutely fantastic place to do business. The reasoning is clear. We've got one of the great design schools right on our doorstep in RIT. And that school has particularly strong associations with signage and sign design. The Vignelli Center is located at RIT. So that threw up a opportunity to actually work with and hire some talented people. And the spin-off of the sort of post-Kodak era also meant there was a really high level group of professional, I would say, craftsmen and people who had great engineering experience that I could actually bring together to become the nucleus of the sign building team. So that sort of fit the design and operation side of the business. And then I also had two small children at the time. And we, my wife and I, who's also an American and actually the CEO of the company, looked at Rochester as a fantastic place to build a family. So that's why we chose Rochester. We had offers from five different cities as an option, and we chose to choose Rochester.
You know, that's so good to hear. I think a lot of us in Rochester, you know, we're used to hearing outsiders say, "Oh, Rochester, the snow," and we start to believe it. And at the end of the day, it really is such a – we're so lucky. It's such a tremendous, affordable place to live. The schools that we have here, the amount of business and culture for a size city that we have. And like you said, you know, you really can't pick a better place to raise a family. So glad that a nice Brit like you has realized all the treasures that we have and that you're becoming really intertwined in our community and a full-fledged Rochesterian at this point.
That's definitely the key core reason why we chose here. And just the location as well. I always tell people Rochester is a great kicking off spot from a business perspective. And you're right. We only 40% of our work is actually within, I would say, 100 miles of Rochester. 60% is national and quite a lot of it's international. So I'm traveling quite a bit. And actually from Rochester, you can reach well over many of the conurbations in the USA without too much difficulty. So for me, it's a great opportunity to travel as well and have a good base to travel from.
Awesome. Hey, Paul, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays 3 to 6 on WOKR.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-515-3299 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-515-3299. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-515-3299. That's 800-515-3299.
If you or your family love the freedom of swimming any time of year, if you love sharing good times and making great memories, or if you want one of the best total body workouts ever, then it's time to discover the three C's of your very own endless pool. The first C is convenience. Imagine swimming year-round in your own private swimming pool, installed indoors or out, just steps away. The second C is comfort. With sculpted spa seats and your own adjustable temperature, you can easily escape the stress of your day. And the third C is cost. Your endless pool is an affordable luxury at a fraction of the cost of a regular pool. And here's a bonus C, choice. Because when you call for your free Endless Pool Idea Kit, you'll receive information on our full line of pools to suit your budget and location.
Call now for your free information. 800-281-4117. That's 800-281-4117.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, and I am here with Paul Dudley, who is a great UK citizen living here in Rochester now for many, many years, and he is the president of an awesome company here in Rochester called IDS, ID Sign Systems, and they do signs really not only in Rochester. I think, Paul, you just said 40% within a 100-mile radius all over the world, right? And we're not talking sign. I mean, I'm sure you'll do a sign for any business, but, you know, I've known you for a few years now, and, I mean, you do some huge retail signs, like brands known all over the world and everywhere in between, right?
Yes, we're lucky enough to have the contract for a couple of major retailers, and we've been working them for many years, and their expansion has taken us all over America, Canada, Mexico, down into South and Latin and South America. We've also, funnily enough, relatively recently finished a contract back in the UK, which I thought was quite strange. And also just finished a year or so back, a large project in Singapore. So we tend to work where we think we can deliver value to our clients. And we're lucky enough to get some opportunities to travel with it as well.
So you are a worldwide player. That's fantastic. So, Paul, tell us, you know, a lot of Avanti listeners are, you know, small to medium-sized business owners. Tell us the power of a good sign. You know, you started talking about a little bit, like walking around the hospital, you always appreciate good signage just for direction. But also from a business, from a brand perspective, design perspective, which can obviously make a huge difference when it comes to revenue. So tell us, in your opinion, what goes into having a great sign?
For me, I think one of the initial core values of a good sign is really a representation of the business's brand. And it gives you an opportunity to basically anchor your message and your look and your personality either on the outside of your building, or if it's in retail, it becomes part of that anchor in any shopping environment where people are moving around. And you can see the strength of brand in everything we do, whether it's clothing we wear or, you know, in the environmental area, sort of in the environmental graphic area. Certainly, it can be seen on the outside of a store. We work both outside and inside the building, so we like to think we can take that message from the outside right the way through a building. And if you're on a journey through a building, our goal is also to get you back again to wherever you've come from. But signage is that it's recognized. I think the International Sign Association has some good data, and it can increase the visibility of a company or an organization by about 35 to 40%. And as we get more sophisticated with signage these days with digital messaging, it also gives you a great platform to, as well as have a static, but also give you an opportunity to put a moving message into the environment as well.
That's exciting. So So, Paul, you know, we met years ago in an organization called EO, Entrepreneurs Organization, correct?
That's correct, David.
Yeah, and I am no longer a member. I you know, the way I phrase it is I say I graduated from EO after about 13 years of being in it. Wonderful, wonderful organization. And I forgot to ask you before we were talking, are you still a member of EO?
Yes, I am.
Yep. So let's tell our listeners. So EO stands for Entrepreneurs Organization, and the chapter here is combined with Buffalo, so it's called EO Western New York.
And, correct.
But it's a global organization. It's started by Vern Harness, who was a guest on my podcast a few months ago. But it's really for entrepreneurs, the founders for the most part, looking to scale their business, grow their business, and collaborate with other like-minded entrepreneurs. So, Paul, what have some of the benefits of EO, you know, have been for you?
Well, I've always been, I think, as a business owner, you never stop learning, and you should never stop learning. So, one of my personal philosophies is to really keep a continual eye on both where new thoughts are coming from. And EO seemed to be a really interesting forum for me to interact with other business leaders and also business entrepreneurs from different backgrounds. And I felt that melting pot of ideas and people coming from, I think there are over 12,000 members of EO, and Western New York is one of 170 chapters, and it's found in 53 countries. Countries around the world, or I remember that. So suddenly you had this enormous pool of business-minded people who are looking to learn and looking to share. And I found that really stimulating. I think it's great for my own personal development. I think it's a continual journey. So I find every presentation we attend, or every learning opportunity we share together, and it also gives us a opportunity to actually dig deep and dive deep into personal business issues. So all of those things I find extremely rewarding. And it's been, I think, one of the best things I did from a business development perspective personally.
Yeah, I agree. When I was about, I would say, 4 or 5 years into my business and grew it to a level that just from my own gut instincts. And then I felt that, geez, you know, I need more. You know, my own gut instincts, I've kind of, you know, surpassed it, and I need to surround myself with people that I could talk to help me grow to the next level. And then I ended up seeing an ad for EO and started the Rochester chapter. We combined it with Buffalo, became EO Western New York. And I have to tell you, the people I met, the experiences I learned were just so phenomenal and helped me tremendously. And so when people ask me what are some of the most important things for an entrepreneur to do for success, I say find an organization that's going to surround you with peers and other business owners that can help you grow. EO is marvelous, but there's others. There's, you know, there's Vistage, there's YPO, there's a lot of organizations. I would say pick one that's right for you, and you get out what you put in. So make sure that you're going to the meetings and you're jumping in head first. But you know, it's fun to watch, you know, the Buffalo Bills game with your neighbor, but it's hard to discuss business with that person unless they own a business, which, you know, is you know, rarely the case, I guess. So it's always nice to be able to go back to EO or organization like that where it's a peer advisory group of your peers, you know, board of your peers. And so it's been very, very helpful. And I'm glad it's been helpful for you, too.
Yes, indeed.
So, Paul, you know, as my entrepreneurial journey, I've learned probably one of the most important things to do is know what you're bad at and know what you're good at, and super hyper focus on the one or two things that you do well and delegate everything else. So on your journey so far, if you were to take a deep breath and say, all right, well, here's like the one or maybe two things that I'll describe as my superpower, what would those be for you, Paul? And how do you make sure that you're able to focus on those within your organization?
I think I've built ID Science Systems around a ethos of good design. And I'm passionate about design. I try and bring a good design and a good design philosophy into everything we do. I think that's really been the niche that set us apart, and is one of the things that our customers come to us for. So, you know, in terms of what we try and set our niche, I think is our ability to translate our customers' desire, and in terms of, it's not just a sign. We see it very much as a solution-based approach, where we're trying to get onto their side of the table. So we become part of that team that's going to express the hopes that they have for their business, whether it's a sign system, or it's how a building works from a functional perspective. But we also try and bring in some new philosophy, whether it's we're working very closely on a number of graphic programs right now, where, for instance, in healthcare, where the image that's selected for an environment actually can be analyzed as to whether it produces a anxiety, or if it actually relaxes people. And the whole thought of being able to bring value like that is what I'm really passionate about. The other area I'm particularly interested at the moment is green issues. So the development of materials in the sign industry. The sign industry has changed dramatically over the 10 to 15 years. It's highly computerized now, whereas before, originally, I'm sure people can move around Rochester and actually see old paint and old signs on walls. You know, you see the ghost signs, all these old hand painted signs. Now technology is moving at a pace, and it's a global business. So it's really important to me to be absolutely on the leading edge of that. And I spend a lot of time looking at new trends and developments, and all those things I'm trying to channel into the value that we offer our customers. And finally, green issues. Green, to me, I think we have a role in everything we do to be good citizens of the planet. And for the last 4 years now, I've been spending a lot of time exploring how solar power can be used as a source of energy to light signs and do it attractively. I think we've all driven down the throughway and seen those road signs which are asking you to move to the left lane, and beside it you see this great big solar structure. But the sophistication and the development of all these technologies are leading to some really quite new innovations, where we can now light signs effectively using LEDs, and the balance between solar and lighting is becoming more and more interesting, and I'm excited to explore that more.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. I mean, to combine signage with really the wave of the future, right? I mean, I was driving today and I passed, I don't know if you call it some solar farm, you know, and just collecting all this energy. And you have to think, you know, 20, 30 years from now, we're going to just see more and more and more of that, right?
Indeed. We just finished what I think is one of our, it's only a small sign, but I think it's very elegant. Working with a local designer, Richard Moon, together we explored a solution for the Harley School, which I'm sure many of your listeners know the Harley School in Rochester. It's an interesting school. They're really wonderful educational philosophy, and they're very committed to green issues. And we've just designed their new main entrance sign, which is 100% solar powered off and sits off the grid, yet lights beautifully every day. And sort of reflects them as an organization, which I'm particularly proud of that.
Yeah, that's terrific. And we're getting enough sun in Rochester to support that sign, huh?
If it lights in Rochester, it's going to light anywhere.
I know, it's like, isn't England a little cloudy? So maybe this is like
a smaller
version of England for you.
there's a solar map of United States with a sort of 1 to 10 rating.
Yeah.
If Arizona's 10, Rochester's close to 1.
Oh, jeez. And yet we're still happy. How
and
is
it still works, yes.
Yeah.
There's solar power powered signs and solar power installed north of Rochester in Europe. If you look at it from a global perspective, then they're not. So Europe is way advanced in this technology. And I'm always looking across the pond for inspiration for new technologies.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's funny. You know, we look at Europe for a lot of things, fashion too, right? So,
indeed.
Yep. Well, that's great. So, Paul, you know, how long have you been an entrepreneur now for?
Well, I started the business. I mean, I had a business before I started in Rochester, but I suppose I've always had a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit in me. And I started my first business in the 90s, but we started ID Science Systems in 2005.
Okay. So what are, you know, there's a lot of pitfalls, obviously, to being an entrepreneur. What are some of your, you know, habits and systems for success to make sure that, you know, that you are on top of the game, having the finger on the pulse, that you really set yourself up for the most probable, you know, ratio of success that you can have?
Well, I think you have to have your business has to be aligned. In fact, we have a working with the team, my team here at ID Science Systems. We've just finished our annual retreat where we're really trying to set the 2018 plan for the company. I think for me, our goal for 2018 was replicable success. We're trying to get the company into a position where we can replicate the things we do well. And to do that, you have to be, I feel the business has to be aligned. So it's really important to me that both the core processes and the organization and our culture, right throughout the organization, from the first sales contact to the last day that one of my team leaves a site with the last sign installed, we're very conscious and we want to be aware of what our customers need, and the delivery of that that experience is the key priority to everything we do. What we try and be as an organization is to be honest and authentic. We really want to do what we believe and do it well, and make sure that we understand what our customer needs are and actually translate that into a solution that will deliver value to them. To me, I think money is obviously part of business, but I don't think that's the key driver for me as an entrepreneur. I think what we're trying to do is actually constantly have sort of approach everything with a level of constant inquiry and find that repeatable success. I think if you do that, I think your customers naturally gravitate to you. They you know, it's that classic why question as to why would anybody want to do business with ID Science Systems. We're trying to stand up for a philosophy of delivering great sign design on a daily basis, and we have a great team here that not only designs it but manufactures it. So it's a complete sort of design build experience, and we can get very close to our customers through that.
Hey, Paul, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm here with Paul Dudley, everybody, from ID Science Systems. And Paul is they're making signs sexy over there. That should be your tagline, Paul. What do you think? Making signs sexy. We will be right back.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals. bills.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now. Call 800-311-6531. 800-311-6531. 800-311-6531. 800-311-6531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7848 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7848. That's 800-261-7848. 800-261-7848. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-217-1052. 800-217-1052.
A radio station that educates and inspires. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Romano. Today we're talking to Paul Dudley from ID Sign Systems, a great, really global company based here in Rochester, New York, doing signs all over the country, all over the world, and not just making your standard, Smith insurance sign, really breathing life and energy and creativity and art into signs, even extending into the future of signs, which is infusing technology such as solar-powered signs, we're finding out from Paul. So really exciting stuff, Paul. What are some of the projects that you've been working on recently, Paul, that you're excited about?
Well, we're just working through an interesting program where we're working with a major retailer to develop a range of light box systems where they're actually able to cut the cost of the power use of running all these display units significantly by changing their products over to LED lighting. They're going to probably reduce their energy cost down to about 12% of their previous cost. And this is a national program, so we're building several thousand of these units. And they're being shipped all over the country. And it's interesting because that is already developing into a program that is inviting other interest from some major retailers. So that has been a very interesting process. I'm also, we're looking to, and we talked briefly about the work we've been doing in solar, and we're working on a new product, a range of modular solar signs that you can actually install basically anywhere with it where there's sunlight. So it's an interesting exercise. I don't think there's one actually on the market right now or a product line on the market. So we're hoping to be developing something that is new, and that for me is very exciting. And our other area of expertise, which is increasing rapidly, is our work in patient care. We have developed and we've patented this product, a patient communication board system, which is finding if you go into any hospital in Rochester and actually are a resident, have to stay overnight, if you look at the wall of your room, you'll see a board there that actually tells you who the doctor is, who the nurse is, what your tasks for the day are, what, you know, how are you feeling, where the, your pain scale. We were approached by Strong many years ago, Strong Hospital, with a challenge they had to help them improve their patient satisfaction. And it, this is a project that's been really interesting, and we've put a lot of our resources into developing this product, and is now actually working really well. We've just finished a major installation in Los Angeles for the Children's Hospital over there. The new Children's Hospital in Buffalo has them, as well as Strong and Rochester Regional Health are all using our patient board system. And for me, as a product designer, that gives me a tremendous feeling of, I'm very proud of the team, because that we've done something that's actually delivering value. Not only to the hospitals, but to the patients, and especially the people who most are most anxious. It's not necessarily the patient, but the visitors who are looking after them as well. So if they, if it's been one of the interesting statistics is that 70% of healthcare problems in hospitals relate can be traced down to a lack of communication. So this product we feel is delivering real value to the healthcare environment, and it's interesting, we've just had our first inquiries internationally for it, so I'm very excited about that.
Well, that can be huge. As we know, the biggest probably sector in the market is always healthcare. Always a lot of money in medical, right? So, and you know, unfortunately, I'll have to say I was just able to see your sign for quite a while. My mother-in-law was in the hospital with some issues, and she was in Rochester General, which is a Rochester Regional Health Hospital, right? And I know exactly what sign you're talking about, and it definitely was very good for communication. I think on both ends, we were doctors, nurses, and us. We kind of went, it was like our dashboard. So simple yet very, very good idea, and that's what a good sign can do, right?
Indeed, it's a low-tech solution, but actually its value far outweighs its cost.
Yep. And you know, I think sometimes low-tech are the best solutions, right?
Well, it certainly isn't going to fail if the lights go out. Let's put it that way.
Right, yeah, that is true. So, Paul, for our listeners just tuning in, you know, if they haven't told by your accent, you are from England. You are from the U.K., but you're here in lovely Rochester, New York, but you've worked all over the world. I mean, I even heard Dubai when you were talking about where you've been working. Tell us, you know, for us Rochesterians who maybe really don't appreciate all that Rochester has to offer, and why a worldly guy like you would choose to settle here, raise a family, start a business here. You know, how has Rochester you know, made you a happy resident, and why you decide to stay here?
Well, Dave, I think there's a number of values. A, the community. I think Rochester has a thriving community, both on a business level and a just being part of the social network here, I think is really been very valuable. I think proximity, as I said, to other areas of the country is great. We love the Finger Lakes. On a personal level, I'm a beekeeper, and I enjoy keeping bees here. In fact, one of the books I'm reading right now is Letters to a Beekeeper, which I would advise any would-be beekeepers, and I think we should all be them, to spend some time looking over. I just find that the technical abilities of the people I interact with, whether it be you know, from a design perspective to the people who work are actually out even today building signs as we speak right next to me. We are very, very lucky here to have this amazing pool of intelligent, well-trained eloquent people who are, in some respects, artisans. They can solve any problem you throw at them. They take real pride in what they do. We've all had nothing but encouragement from whether it be the banking community or the business development community in Rochester. Everybody's focused on our success and have been nothing but encouraging. We were very lucky for 6 years in a row to be voted one of Rochester's top 100 companies. That has been inspiring, as you know, and it sort of reflected some of our growth. Now we're in a stage where the business is sort of moving and developing, and we're lucky because we have an opportunity to have really challenging and well-developed argument and exploration, and it sets us well for the things we hope to do in the future as well. And I think Rochester, as it evolves as a post industrial community, is well set to deliver part of that experience.
Paul, I'll tell you, when you're ready to move on from the sign business, you could be president of the Chamber of Commerce when Bob Duffy retires. How's that sound?
That sounds good. I like Bob a lot.
Bob is a good man.
Lucky enough to invite him over not so long ago, and he's a good friend.
Yeah, Bob was on my show about a month ago, and talk about Mr. Rochester, right? Biggest cheerleader we have, so that's fantastic. So, Paul, in the last 5 minutes here, every entrepreneur that I've met has a story of a roller coaster ride. Some people call it the crashed and almost burned story. How has your journey been? Has it been all, completely rose fields, or have there been some bumps in the road that you'd like to share and so other people can learn from you?
There's been a few bumps, David, and I'm more than happy to share one or two of those experiences. One of the bumps was actually the formation of ID Science Systems. I came over to the States very excited to join this new organization, only to find that after a short period of time, unfortunately, it was sold, and the new organization that took over was less than honest, shall we say, that took the company over. So that kind of forced me into a series of decisions, which led to the launch of ID Science Systems probably quicker than it would have been. So that was a scramble. And like all companies, entrepreneurship is based to a certain extent on taking risks. And, we have launched a product, which I believe is a great product, but it's before ahead of its time. It's a solar powered intelligent, solar powered bollard that actually lights your way as you walk up to it, and it lights up and points you in the, lights up the direction you're working. It's actually really evolutionary, but probably at the moment a little bit ahead of its market. So we're nursing that one, and we're hoping that the market will catch up with it. So it's a lot of it's about timing. I think you have to, as an entrepreneur, you always have that sort of spiky feeling when something's good. But it's good to have a team around you that can caution you from chasing too many shiny objects. So I would caution everybody to make sure that you understand exactly the and that your whole team is on board with the plan and the message, and you work and develop carefully along that plan. And to most extent, I think we have done. But there's always those surprises, and then throw in the mixture of people and personalities and HR issues. It makes for a very interesting mixture.
HR issues, quote unquote, right? So, And I wrote that book, Make Love in the Workplace, a few years ago.
Yes, I have a copy.
You have a copy. And I don't know if I could use that title in today's marketplace unless, Matt Lauer's my co-author. I don't know, but I'll probably stay away from that topic. So, Paul, around the holiday time, and you have to give a book to a beginning entrepreneur, someone just starting out, and it's a book that helped you, what would that book be?
It's interesting because I do have a fairly large collection. I'm forever reading everything I can get my hands on. One book that I keep going back to, though, and just because I don't know whether it's because he's British, I don't know whether it's because he's dyslexic, and my son is dyslexic, so it's a a passionate thing with me is how dyslexics function in our society. But I would recommend The Virgin Way by Richard Branson. I actually I find that that book inspiring. I like a lot of his philosophy, and when I have a chance to sit down and read, I often reach back for that book and read that sections of that.
It's called The Virgin Way.
The Virgin Way, yeah.
All right, excellent. Well, obviously one of the most prolific entrepreneurs of our time, and I know he's written many, many books. And in fact, funny you said that. I just read an article that he posted on LinkedIn. He talks about the value of sleep. And, this guy, he somehow finds a way to get plenty of sleep as well. So maybe there's three Richard Bransons. I don't know. But, if I could be any other entrepreneur in the world, I think it would be Richard Branson for sure.
He's quite the character.
Yeah. So, Paul, believe it or not, we are just about out of time. And everybody, if you're just tuning in, I'm fascinating interview with Paul Dudley, who is founder and president of ID Sign Systems, making some of the coolest, most cutting-edge signs in the world right now, based out of Rochester, New York. And, Paul, if people want to get in touch with you, learn a little bit more about your company, maybe getting a sign, or maybe just picking your brain as a fellow entrepreneur, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, my email address is pdudley@idsignsystems.com. You'll find me on LinkedIn, and our website at ID Sign Systems is idsignsystems.com. From that, you'll be able to reach me with no trouble at all.
Well, Paul, thank you very, very much. And I will attest that Paul gets back to emails right away. So thank you, Paul. Thank you for being a great guest. And thank you for your time. And I wish you continued success.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
I think 2018 is going to be your best year ever. I can feel it.
We look forward to that. And I know everybody here at ID Sign Systems wishes both your listeners and all our friends, customers, and vendors all the best for 2018.
Well, thank you, Paul. And thank you, Avanti listeners, for listening to the show. I truly appreciate you as well. And last but not least, if you or somebody you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is spelled M-A-M-M-A-N-O. Make sure to check us out on the web as well at davidmamano.com and or the Avanti Entrepreneur Group.com. Make it a great day.
A talk radio alternative, 1310 WOKR.